Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information AM continues on KMOX. Well, look at this. We get to do this in person. The head coach of St. Louis City SC, Bradley Carnell, here at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Enjoy Illinois 300, the NASCAR Cup Series race. As we're talking right now, we are in a delay. Perfect time to talk a little soccer. But first, tell me your observation of this big event.
Yeah, high octane, high energy, you know, something that we, identify ourselves with. So it's pretty cool being here just to see the big event and what it takes to put out a show like this. So, you know, it's nice to be on the other side for a change, you know, and just to observe as a fan and to witness some great motorsport action. So hopefully we get to it pretty soon.
Have you been able to take in some other things? You've been to Busch Stadium, right, for Cardinals?
Yep. Been to Busch, been to Enterprise Center for the Blues. So, and again, it's just another sign how sports crazy this city is, right? You just see, 60,000 people here, full sellout crowd last night. You know, it's just amazing. And the recognition that the boys have been getting, you know, just walking around here, there's just so many city vibes here. It just makes us so proud to be a part of this. Yeah,
let's start with them. 22,500 at your place last night. They are rocking and rolling. They are in love with this team, aren't they?
100%, and we thrive off the energy. You know, it gets a bit chippy sometimes, and just before the break, if you think, you know, how it all escalates, and then the fans get involved, and you know, you just look around, you think, well, I don't want to be the opposing team right now because this is really intimidating, and it's just something that we have to utilize to our advantage. So, you know, I think that escalates us or propels us to bigger and greater things, and you know, for sure, it plays its role, and who knows how many points the fans will have helped us along here at the end of the stretch here. So we're excited and so grateful for the fans.
Leuven scores in the ninth minute. Why are you so successful when you score first?
It's inherently the style of play, Tom. I mean, you look at it, and I can go back to the Red Bull days as well. You know, so teams that are, coming to our venue, knowing how difficult it is, usually play a certain style, a little bit reserved style, I would say, and you could see straight away they went into a deep 4-4-2 block, and it was pretty difficult to break them down. But credit to our boys, we had a good couple of rotations, and I thought for the first half, you know, we not only possessed the ball, but we got into really dangerous goal scoring areas, and you will yourself to success in these areas. So it's not easy, and then we score the first goal. Now the team has to now come out and, you know, try something different, and then that's where the game now opens up and becomes our kind of a game. And at the end of the day, then it's a 3-0 scoreline. So we like it when we score first.
I bet you do. And another clean sheet for Berkey. But as you've always said, that's a team thing too. I mean, it's great
100%.
For him, but that is a team achievement.
Sure. Yeah, listen, I mean, he has two good saves last night, right? So I would say the one is a very good one. The rest were pretty routine saves by his standards. We know his standards are pretty high, but we were happy that we could reward him with a clean sheet. And you could just see how much it means with the third penalty kick, what it means to Gioacchini, to Nico for taking the penalty. He's been looking for a goal. So, you know, great teamsmanship from Edu to hand over the responsibility. And it's a culmination of good things coming together and guys who are playing for each other.
What's the last week been like for Miggy Perez since he scored?
Yeah, good. I mean, Miggy's doing great. You know, not just because he doesn't play doesn't mean he hasn't done great things. So, you know, we're just trying to accompany and assist his journey here. Part of his development plan is sometimes to observe from the sides, you know, and not to get in the mixer too many times. And yeah, listen, we push him as hard as we can, and we know that when we called upon, and now the next game is basically on our doorstep on Wednesday. So we have to start the same lineup against Dallas, and we have to hit the ground running with a team that, you know, was out in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. So Miggy starts that game, as does like Johnny Nelson, for example. Yeah. So, you know, we have a rotated lineup just by the nature of what had happened a couple of weeks ago.
It's such a great story. And as your players start to get more recognized, what is that like also? Remember, we talked in the beginning of the year about being an expansion team, taking the league by storm, but also staying grounded as a group? How do you handle success?
Yeah, we know these guys' characters by now, and there's not one guy in the locker room that's a bad apple. There's not one guy that's self-invested. There's a group of guys that are, you know, doing just about anything for the team success, and we push that internally in training as well. So I mean, you know, just before, actually on Friday, we had you know, the World 11 against the US 11. You know, we have a little activation game, and sometimes it's young against old, sometimes it's the starters against non-starters. This time we chose World 11 against the US 11, and the energy was incredible. So there was a couple of people watching the training session. They said it was the best they've ever seen. So that's just how we're pushing ourselves. And if we're halfway through the season almost, you know, we're hoping for great things. We're hoping to be modest and humble in that process and that journey. But at the end of it, you know, if we add another 17 match days and stand where we stand, we'll be really happy.
What do you see for this next match now that you've ended the homestand?
Yeah, listen, I mean, we've got now Dallas on the road, right? It's this awkward 40-minute game that none of us have ever partaken in. It's something new to all of us. We just have to have the right mentality. And if you talk about ball in play, I don't know, is it 27 minutes maybe? You know, you just think about a regular game, you know, how much time ball is actually rolling in play. Of a 90-minute game, you might have, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to maybe 60 minutes, right? So now in a 40-minute game, how much time the ball is going to be action? So we have to come out with the right energy, the right passion, the right determination. And then we have some subs to roll in, right? So we're going to have to go, when guys are empty the tank in 20 minutes, I don't mind. We'll put on another five guys and end the next 20 minutes. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy affair that no one's ever experienced. And hopefully we'll come out victors, or at least don't concede.
Empty the tank, that's a race car reference.
It is.
It's really great to see you here. I'm glad we got to do this in person, that it worked out this way. Great to see you promoting, and at another venue, the cross promotion is great. St. Louis is moving fast.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, just to see the energy, and even in a weather delay, you don't see nobody going home. Everyone's waiting for the next restart. So yeah, can't wait to get this thing going again.
Appreciate it. Like that Cincinnati game where they hung
100%.
Around. Oh man, that was a wild night. Thank you very much.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Nice.
Bradley Carnell, St. Louis City SC on KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.